An impressive storm system in the central U.S. plains will bring a chance for light rain into the northern plains and upper Midwest as we get into Friday night through Sunday morning. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The impressive storm will impact hard red winter wheat country in portions of eastern Colorado, where already more than a foot of snow has occurred. We'll likely see upwards to 20 to 30 inches of snow as we go forward through the next few days. There will also be some significant rain in parts of Kansas and Oklahoma. In fact, an area from north central and northwestern Oklahoma into south central Kansas may see 3 to 5 inches of rain. This big storm system will march to the northeast as we go forward through the weekend. However, it will be in a dramatic weakening trend when it does so. And as it passes through our region, we will see only light amounts of moisture. The precipitation will begin in South Dakota as we go Friday night into Saturday morning. The precipitation will continue to overspread the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota throughout the day Saturday and Saturday night, with the precipitation finally winding down on Sunday morning. We do expect to see rain in most of the region, but the amounts are likely to run from about 2/10 to around 7/10 of an inch, with a few locations in southeastern South Dakota and or southwestern Minnesota that might get upwards to an inch of moisture. The area that will be driest will be in northeastern parts of North Dakota and in the central portions of North Dakota, where very little, if any, precipitation will occur. The next weather system after that doesn't occur until we get to midweek next week as the frontal system cuts through the region, and as it does, we will see a good chance for a little bit of rain and possibly some rain changing to snow. Now, I didn't mention a very minor event that is expected to clip the northeast corner of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota on Sunday evening going into Monday morning. That should be mostly a Manitoba event and not impact our area. The temperatures across the region will continue to be warmer than usual. We expect to see those afternoon temperatures today to be primarily in the upper 40s and lower to middle 50s. Tomorrow, we'll see those afternoon temperatures more solidly in the 50s across the region, and it wouldn't surprise me to see a couple of temperature extremes up around 60 degrees in southeastern South Dakota. Now, as we go into Saturday and the rain and cloud cover overspread the region, some of the temperatures will be stuck in the upper 40s. Areas that are not involved with the rain may see a continuation of 50-degree highs. On Sunday, we'll still see 50s and a few upper 40s occurring across the region. Minnesota will probably be coolest then. And then as we go into Monday and Tuesdays, that minor little disturbance passes to the north. It might turn just a tad bit cooler briefly. A bigger cool down will occur later next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.